We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are up.
The Kansas City Chiefs have traded up with the Buffalo Bills for the 28th pick in the NFL Draft. They are about to make their selection. Kent Swanson here with Maddie Lane.
Hi.
Craig Stout.
What's up?
Getting ready for this team to make their pick after they've moved up in a small trade up we'll find out. I'm surprised that the Chiefs and Bills have made a trade. You know, we've talked so much about teams kind of, wanting to shut the Chiefs out, and here we are.
I just want to say, the Chiefs and the Bills making a trade, it's tended to work out for the
Kansas City Chiefs.
Boy, have the Bills not come out of the winning end of anything involving the Chiefs in a straight up in the NFL draft. Mahomes, Trent McDuffie, it has been a tough road for
lots of players on the board still. There's a couple of wide receivers that can make the Chiefs a lot better. There's some corners. The BPA is corner.
Where do they go?
I mean, I BPA is corner. If they traded up in a small trade,
I got the stuff. I think for this. Hold on,
the capital.
Yeah, Aaron Wilson has tweeted it out. I'm trying to get like the exact.
Okay, yeah, I'm very curious about the capital.
Chiefs trade up with the Bills. The oh man, there's a lot of words into this tweet that make no sense. 28 is going obviously to the Chiefs. It says. I can't read the way. I'm going to wait for somebody else. This is confusing as can get out. I'll get out. Like, look, that's a lot of words, right? It looks like the Chiefs are giving their round one and their round three pick.
I've got it. Here's a better perception on it. Okay. So the Chiefs have traded 32, 95, and 221. They are getting.
I know the pick.
They are getting back 28, 133. In 248.
Okay.
So they have done a 3-for-3 pick
three
swap.
3-for-3.
Okay. And now pick 248 goes farther back. The Chiefs are, they're in the end of the seventh round, too. And
I know the pick.
I
see Maddie very excited about this.
I believe I have the pick as well.
Let's hear it, you gentlemen. This is a genuine reaction for me.
I will kick us off here.
Sure.
And we will go straight to you, Maddie, for a quick response. Then you, Craig, for a quick response.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs have selected wide receiver Xavier Worthy.
Let's go!
Out of Texas.
Ooh.
Woo! What a pick, Matthew Lane. What's your thoughts on the player Xavier Worthy? What are the Chiefs getting?
I mean, the Chiefs are getting the fastest wide receiver to ever grace the NFL, mm-hmm. according to the NFL Combine. Like, you can't argue with it. He's run the fastest 40 time at the NFL Combine. He is bringing you a dynamic playmaker. He's bringing you a guy that can stretch the field vertically, give you yards after the catch ability. Like, he kind of fits the entire mold of everything the Chiefs have looked for Mecole Hardman, from Tyreek Hill, from all these different types of wide receivers, Kadarius Toney. He fits that mold. He just also is a really good wide receiver at the college level. So Xavier Worthy coming to the Chiefs in round one makes the absolute most sense one could imagine, Craig.
Vertical presence.
Check.
Check. Ability to run a route tree in the intermediate and shallow areas of the field. Check. Ability to run the full wide receiver route tree for Andy Reid. Check. Perfect. Like, that's what we are looking for at this point in the NFL draft. The Chiefs signed Hollywood Brown as a wide receiver on a one-year deal. This gives you the vertical presence. It gives you the ability to run a full route tree. This fits perfectly with Hollywood Brown, fits perfectly with Rashee Rice, fits perfectly with the rest of the Chiefs wide receivers. It really is truly an excellent pick that just seamlessly fits into what they needed.
This was one of my favorite options for the Chiefs back at the back end of the first round. I'm frankly a little bit surprised that they were able to get this player this late in the draft. I was anticipating that they weren't really going to have a great shot at getting Xavier Worthy. I thought he was going to be gone well before this. I'm not to say that let that ship sail entirely, but I wasn't overly optimistic that he would be down here at pick 28. They move up aggressively with the Buffalo Bills, of all teams, to go and get Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver out of Texas. A fantastic pick to start this. Looking back, you know, on this a little bit, I'm surprised that the Chiefs were able to trade up with the Buffalo Bills. Like, that's just interesting. I haven't had a chance to kind of look at the draft math, but it's interesting that the Bills trade out of this, first off, right? It's interesting that the Bills trade away from a vertical stretch player.
Absolutely.
Like a Xavier Worthy.
That they needed.
Yeah, you would think, they need that explosive element, and I don't think they have a ton of it yet, but now the Chiefs get they get Patrick Mahomes to throw with the fastest guy in the history of the NFL Combine. And I know people have compared him to Mecole Hardman, but I think he's much, much more than a Mecole Hardman. When we talk about how, you know, Mecole really struggled to develop plays off a vertical plane. He struggled to develop a curl route, a comeback, operating off of that threat of the vertical. Xavier Worthy's already been able to build on that already. He already has that. He already has that ability. He has oilier hips than what you saw out of Mecole Hardman, but he's still got that vertical speed. He's actually got more speed than Mecole Hardman ever did.
I mean, he's a receiver. I don't think Mecole Hardman was ever particularly natural as a wide receiver. He fought the ball when trying to track it, when trying to catch it. He kind of, you could see that he was working through the progressions of learning how to break off routes at the right time and the right spacing and stuff like that. And that's not a knock. That's just he went from corner to wide receiver in college, and it showed up when he got to the NFL. Yeah. Xavier Worthy showed up at 19 years old and was torching Power 5 programs as a wide receiver, right? Like, he is a natural wide receiver. He is a good route runner. He's loose. He understands how to run routes. He understands spacing. He understands how to set it all up. I think he generally has good ball skills. No, yes, he's a small player with a smaller catch radius than a big wide receiver. That is 100% true. And he's not going to be a guy that you're going to send into a safety and expect him to go high point of football and win through contact. But you can ask him to go track a football downfield and not lose it in the sun three different times in a playoff game, right? You can do stuff. You can ask him to be a traditional wide receiver. Oh, by the way, he has the best speed the NFL combine has ever seen, and he has some of the best start-stop ability. The ability to decelerate and stop on a dime is through the roof, and I think that's what people miss. Everybody wants to focus on the speed because he ran fast at the combine and talk about double counting it. I'm less worried about the speed. I'm watching this man run at full speed and then stop on a dime and break off his route, and a corner that is slower than him needs extra steps to stop at the same time.
That's exactly it. Xavier Worthy is a slider frame individual. I mean, he's not going to be a guy that you're going to say, oh, go out and beat press at 170 pounds. That's not what his game is. But that 4.21 40 matters. Teams are not going to play him the same way that they would any other random wide receiver. They're not going to play him the same way that they would play an Adonai Mitchell. They're not going to play him the same way that they would play an Xavier Leggett. They have to give him cushion. He is going to see free releases routinely in this offense. It's not going to be a situation where he's going to have to face press all the time, which nullifies some of the slight frame. And to the start-stop part of that. A 41-inch vertical jump. An almost 11-foot broad jump. That is explosiveness that matters. That initial catch. You break off a route. You know, when you basically stop, you pull a hitch, you catch the ball. That initial step that beats every single NFL corner. That matters. That's why NFL athleticism matters. That's why we talk about Rashee Rice in an explosive profile and what he's able to do. Xavier Worthy is more explosive than that guy, and he's going to be able to eliminate angles. He's going to be able to stretch the top. Guess what? Isaiah Pacheco has to be licking his lips right now. Patrick Mahomes has to be licking his lip right now. They're going to see too high coverage all year long. You got Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy on this team right now.
Well, I'm glad he went to Hollywood Brown because, like, I've said it from the get-go. I kind of think that, like, the realistic floor for Xavier Worthy to me has always been a Hollywood Brown-esque player.
I like that.
You have the speed to win vertically, but that's not what your entire game centers around. You're still a good route runner. You still understand spacing. You still can create after the catch. That is kind of where I see the floor-ish. Like, obviously, Hollywood saying a floor is Hollywood Brown is very lofty. That's a starting caliber wide receiver.
That's lofty.
Very lofty. But that type of player to where it's like, yeah, you have the speed to get behind defenses, but that's not your entire game.
Correct.
You have all these other skills. So to see Xavier Worthy, who I do think is more talented, I think he's a better prospect than Hollywood Brown was coming out of Oklahoma. I think Xavier Worthy is a better prospect. And you have those two guys on the same team now. To go along with Rashee Rice when he is back from whatever, you know, off-field repercussions he may face, that's a lot of explosive ability on the field at the same time. Plus a Travis Kelce, plus an Isaiah Pacheco. Like, there's a lot out there, but, like, I really like the idea of Worthy and Hollywood Brown on the same team for this first year because it's a player that Worthy can really look up, not necessarily up to, but learn from. How do you play at this weight in the NFL? How do you, Hollywood Brown, how are you successful with this archetype of player at this level? Because I kind of see that as my floor, and then hopefully I progress into one of those players you don't want to comp people to, but, like, DeSean Jackson, I get those vibes a little bit. So how do you go from being Xavier Worthy to a DeSean Jackson-esque player? Hollywood Brown can maybe set you on the right path.
And before you go, Kent, real quick, before I toss to you, Patrick Mahomes is at his most efficient when he is seeing too high coverage.
Absolutely. And we saw that, you know, yeah, we've seen that.
Absolutely, yeah. We have. There is not a single team in the league that is going to dare to play single high coverage against this team next year, the year after, the year after that. Guess what? You just checked in. Too high coverage. That's what you get. From now on, Patrick Mahomes, have fun with that, buddy.
We're talking about Pacheco. How about how lucky Travis Kelce's about to be?
Travis Kelce is going to be thriving right now at age 34 because he's going to be taking less hits because there's nobody in the middle of the field.
Happy early birthday to Xavier Worthy, who does turn 21 in 2 days.
You can't pop champagne until Saturday, Xavier. I'm sure you're not going to be able to. Xavier Worthy doesn't turn 21 until Saturday. So he's yet to turn 21. He's one of the youngest players in the draft, which is a trend that the Chiefs have, you know, has leaned into a little bit. It seems like they prefer to take some of these younger players on the board. They get a unique vertical stretch player. And we talked, it validates some of the things, like we talked about earlier today, what type of player might the Chiefs take? As far as if you're talking about the receiver room, it's like, what type of player are the Chiefs going to wind up taking? What is that telling you, right? You know, the Chiefs traded for Mecole Hardman in the middle of the year because they didn't feel like they had any vertical stretch ability.
And do you think that matters to their offense?
I think it might matter a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And they clearly think it might matter, right? Because they went out and got Mecole. They surrendered not only picks and a pick swap, but they missed out on a compensatory pick because of it, a fifth round compensatory pick for it. So they felt that they really needed that vertical stretch ability. And here we are, the Chiefs, with their first pick in the 2024 draft, go out and get one of the best vertical stretch players in this entire draft class.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app, find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And so they're intent on doing that. Now, you know, maybe things change out a little bit. Maybe they're just willing to try to get talent and maximize and exploit the strengths, but I think it's pretty telling that one of the things that they coveted and they felt like they needed in the middle of the year last year is the thing that they go out and get in the first round.
And trade up for. And the part that I love the most, it's not a trade up for in that you're sacrificing a bunch of assets.
Yeah.
It's a 3 for 3.
Yeah.
The Chiefs still have picks on the board. They obviously feel good about what they still have on the board round 3, in day 3. I don't disagree with that sentiment. Like, I really don't. I feel good about this. You are trading up for Xavier Worthy and still getting the same swings at the players that you generally had in day 3, which Brett Veach has admitted, like, hey, we have about 220 players on our board. We feel good about the ranges that we are able to trade up in and operate in and things like that. Now, all of a sudden, maybe you're missing out on a round 4 player that you liked a little bit more, but instead, you're still taking a round four player that you like. I love that they were able to get Xavier Worthy without giving up pick volume.
Yes,
pick height for sure, but pick value for sure, but not pick volume.
Yeah, and so I'm trying to look at, have we figured out what the trade like values or anything are for this yet? I'm looking at the Joseph Hefner, who has got his model that is running out, so I'm trying to read through it now to see kind of
I can how, start doing that if you like.
I got it here. It looks like, it doesn't matter what chart you look at, it's anywhere between a late 5th round to a late 7th round pick value. It mostly seems like it favors the Bills by a little bit, but it's a late day 3 pick. So we see it favors the Bills by a mid 6, early 6, late 6, late 7th, late 5th. So like it's a pretty even trade across
man,
the board.
I absolutely worth the trade up, man. That's insane.
And so like just to recap, the Chiefs giving up pick 28, 133, and 248 to get pick the Chiefs got pick 28, 133, and 248 by giving up pick 32, 95, and 221. It comes out to a relatively even trade, right? Like, I mean, it's relatively, that's about as even as a trade is going to get at this point in time. They go up, they get their playmaking wide receiver to add to a wide receiver room that clearly was a huge weakness of last year. I think they probably were looking at the way this board was playing out. The offensive linemen flew off the board. They waited as long as they could. We're sitting, we've been talking about it for 5-6 picks now, right? Like, we wanted to go up to get Brian Thomas. Doesn't happen. But you're like, okay, Xavier Worthy's the clear-cut next best guy before you get to a good, but not as good group of tier 2 wide receivers or tier 3 wide receivers after Worthy. What point do you start to pull that trigger? How long do you wait on this to become a, hey, let's go get Xavier Worthy? They wait as long as they could, and they make this small trade up, 3 picks, 4 3 picks. They go get the, for us, I mean, for the KCSN draft guide, it looks like for the consensus draft guide for a lot of different places, Xavier Worthy is the clear-cut next best wide receiver to come off the board.
I would fully agree. And I do think that we are maybe underestimating a little bit here. There is something very significant that we are missing for the Bills. They get to pick at pick 32. And that's not going to happen for a little while.
That's a good point. They finally, the Bills just wanted to pick at 32 for once in their life.
You're just teasing them. You're telling me the Chiefs are just teasing them a little bit.
A little bit.
It's like, hey, this is what this feels like.
So essentially, they got to pick at pick 32 for the equivalent value of like a late 5th, early 6th.
Late 6th.
I mean, again, like, we are talking about a round one wide receiver that the Chiefs moved up for a late 5th all the way down to a late 6th, based on Joseph Hefner's, you know, kind of math there, the calculator that he has there. I mean, again, we talked about giving up more than that for Xavier Worthy, or more than that for Brian Thomas Jr., because it was going to make so much of an impact to this offense. That impact does not change. And to be able to do that for such an insignificant day three pick, man.
I think I'm over the moon for this.
I'm over the moon, too, because at 23, we were starting to talk about it.
Yeah.
We were talking about Xavier Worthy, ideal scenario. Xavier Worthy. Let's trade up for Xavier Worthy.
And I didn't want to trade up for Xavier Worthy because I thought it was going to be like, oh, you're giving up pick 95, and you're going to have to lose that third-round pick, and that was going to be a thing.
They finally found an entry point. Correct. They finally got one, and it wound up being the Buffalo Bills. I want to take you guys back to February, I think. It was like late February. We did our first mock draft exercise. Do you remember who we picked?
We picked Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
You remember who we also projected as a free agent?
I don't.
Oh, it was Hollywood
Brown. Was it Hollywood Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Weird how that works. So Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy are both teammates here in Kansas City. Oh. OU Texas connection there. Texas Tech throwing to them. Who else in the Big 12 can the Chiefs go get? Is SMU joining the Big 12 soon? I mean, we'll see what, you know.
ACC for free. Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, this is a great pick. Well, let's go around the room here a little bit and just kind of grade the pick. So Matthew, grade the pick of Xavier Worthy.
I mean, in a vacuum, just the pick of Xavier Worthy, we're going to give an A-. I always got to throw this out there. I think a C is fine. A C is a completely average pick. You pick the exact right player for the value you're picking. I'm giving Xavier Worthy at pick 28 an A-. So that means I like the value there. I think it's a good player. It's a good fit. Very good. With the trade up, I'm going to knock it down to just probably a B+, just because the Chiefs do lose a little bit of picks. But, like, we're real bored. I really like this pick. I don't want to come across as critical of it at all. I really do enjoy the pick. I think it's really good. I'm going to say B+, A-, you know, just depending on accounting for the value of losing in the trade.
I'm going to say a straight A.
Yeah.
They go 3 for 3. So basically they trade three draft picks and get 3 in return. So they are not losing players in this scenario, in this draft class. Yes, the players may be of a quote-unquote lesser quality in day 3. Brett Veach has been really good at day 3, so you feel good about him taking more bites at the apple there. I'm going to give a straight A there. You're not going to see anything but too high coverage out of defenses now. And if you do, guess what? Think of Tampa Bay versus Tyreek Hill.
Oops.
You know, 3 years ago, where they just obliterated him. It's like, oh, we're going to play single high because that's what we do. And the Chiefs just went, oh, okay, well, we're going to throw outside the numbers and we're going to dominate you. Teams are going to play too high again. Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce. This is beneficial for more than just Xavier Worthy, more than just Rashee Rice, more than just Hollywood Brown. This brings in the full picture of the offense again. This is an A for me. You did not have to devalue significantly picks or reduce the number of picks that you have in this draft, and you force every defense in the NFL to play a different defense than they would have otherwise.
I will give it an A as well. I love this pick. I think when we were looking at the board and talking through some of these things as we were into the 20s, this was a player that we were all targeting. I wouldn't have been stunned if Xavier Worthy wound up going in the late teens, early 20s. It is really hard to find a player that can stretch the field like this. And I kind of wonder, you know, if some teams are wanting to get a little bit cute, and not in the sense that like a bunch of players should have been off the board by now at receiver, but I just wonder if, you know, maybe a couple of receivers might have gone on the off the board in a different scenario because they're trying to play, you know, the round two game a little bit, right? And get the receiver a little bit later and take some of these players earlier. But I love the fact that Xavier Worthy fell in a range that the Chiefs were able to go up and secure him. And I love the fact that they still kept the same volume of picks that they have. And I think this is a player that can be maximized and his talents can be exploited in Kansas City better than about anywhere else. He is playing with the best player on the planet. He is playing with the best play caller on the planet. And he's got a unique skill set that could terrify the rest of the National Football League. There's already some, you know, some personnel people out there in, I'm seeing some tweets with some vulgarities that are being tweeted.
They hate it. They hate
the AFC hates
the
it.
Chiefs have Xavier Worthy. That tells you exactly what you need to know about the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs just added Xavier Worthy to their roster. Most AFC teams are just like hanging their heads. They're pissed off.
I love that the Chiefs didn't reach for a tackle either. I don't think there was any tackles that I really liked beyond.
Hey, guess what?
This group.
They still have a round two pick.
And they still can go get one.
Yeah.
But maybe they can play in that tier two of tackles now.
Correct. And they have pick volume. They can trade up a little bit if they want to.
They might be able to move up to 135. So I give it an A. Tucker Franklin, you have something for us real quick?
Yeah, before we completely get off the topic of Xavier Worthy, Andy Reid is talking about Xavier Worthy right now. He said that he could be a possible returner for the Chiefs as well. Nate Taylor tweets out that Andy Reid says, quote, "It should give Pat another weapon to use." Andy Reid also said, "He's a good route runner. He's not a big kid, at least weight-wise, but I think you'll see the toughness he's got, which jumped out to him on film, a tremendous work."
He is, and I want to speak to that a little bit, because I think that all three of us walked into this season thinking, okay, we like a Xavier Worthy. We know he's a vertical stretch guy. We want to see what he's going to bring to the table from a toughness standpoint, and Texas really featured him in an underneath role in a way that I don't think that we really expected. And he didn't shy away from contact. The thing that I kept bringing up, and Maddie can testify to this, when people would say, oh, no, Andy doesn't want anything to do with Xavier Worthy. He's too slight. He's not going to run through contact and all of that. How many times do you remember Tyreek Hill lowering his shoulder and running through a guy? It didn't happen. It didn't happen very often. And that's not a slight to Tyreek. He was still such an efficient player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Xavier Worthy can be that as well. You don't need that run-through guy, that yards-after-catch guy, when you've got a Travis Kelce, when you've got a Rashee Rice, when you've got some of these other guys that you have on the roster. Like, it fits. It's not outside of the realm of possibility to say, hey, this guy's going to catch something, and he's probably not going to get a whole bunch of yards after catch. It still exists. They've lived with that in the past.
When's the last time the Chiefs asked any wide receiver, this, let alone their speed wide receiver, to go be physical at any point in time?
Well, yeah, I think the funny thing you're talking about, you guys, I was going to bring this up earlier, and they just didn't find a natural place to do it, but how often was Mecole Hardman having to deal with press last year?
Never.
Okay. Like, the Chiefs
and
do
they it. Traded for him.
The Chiefs
how
do.
How did Rashee Rice,
wait.
Best wide receiver last year? How often did he deal with
it? Let's think about this a little bit. What did they give up for Mecole Hardman?
Fifth round compensatory pick, essentially, and a pick swap between 6 and 7.
A late fifth.
Yeah.
What did they give up to trade up for Xavier Worthy? A late fifth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they give up roughly what they gave up for Mecole Hardman to move up in round one to draft a better football player than Mecole Hardman.
I think they got into a tier of players I would have been happy with at 32. That list was dwindling as we were talking about. And here we are. So the Chiefs have selected Xavier Worthy with their first pick, number 28, after a trade up with the Buffalo Bills. That is the first pick for this team. Really excited about it. We're all giving it an A in some same way, shape, or form. Pretty awesome. So,
Hook 'em. Horns up.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family.
Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.